Okay, good evening. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to continue in Simin Reish Ayin Gimel, and we are doing Se'ifim Beis and Gimel. This is page Nun Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis in Kiddush beBayis Echad Al Menas LeEchol Sham. If a person said Kiddush in one house, having in mind that he's going to eat there, but then V'achar Kach Nimlach LeEchol B'Makom Acher, then he changed his mind and he decided to eat somewhere else. Tzarich Lachzur LeKiddush B'Makom Shorotz LeEchol Sham. So then he has to say Kiddush again in the place where he actually wants to eat, meaning even though he already said Kiddush, but since he didn't eat in the place that he said the Kiddush, he has to say Kiddush again. So a person goes to a shul Kiddush, let's say, and he says Kiddush, and then he looks around and he doesn't like the choices of what there is to eat. So when he goes home and he's going to actually eat, he needs to say Kiddush again. He's not Yotzei with the Kiddush that he said in shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes, V'achar Kach Nimlach V'lo Achol Kan Kazayis, and he didn't eat a Kazayis at the shul Kiddush. Avol Machol Kazayis. But if he ate a kazayis at the shul kiddush, then he's yotze with the kiddush that he said in shul, and he will not need to say another kiddush when he comes home. We'll see that there are those that are machmir to do that, but at least as of now, we're going to say that he's yotze kiddush makom suda, and therefore he does not need to say another kiddush when he comes home. B'makom acher, haynu afilu b'cheder acher shavol sabayis kivin shloy sadaitel zemet chiluk tal b'sevalif. When we say that he then decides to eat somewhere else, it could be even in a different room in the same house, as long as that wasn't his intention the whole time. So if it wasn't his intention and it was a different room, that would demand, that's not considered makom suda, it's not considered the same makom. Si'if gimel, im kiddush v'lo sa'ad, if a person said kiddush and didn't eat, af yitei kiddush lo yatza, it's not just that he wasn't yotze kiddush makom suda, he wasn't yotze kiddush at all. If a person doesn't eat, then they're not yotze kiddush. Says the Ramah, v'tzaruch lechol makom kiddush li alter, and when a person says kiddush, you're supposed to eat right away. Ramah does not define how soon that is. O shiyei bedaito lechol shamiyad, or at least you have to have das to eat there right away. Avol b'lavach yafilu makom kiddush einu yotze, afilu achol makom kiddush einu yotze. But if you did not eat there right away, or did not have das to eat there right away, then even if you did ultimately eat in the place where you said the kiddush, you're not going to be yotze. So if a person says kiddush, not having das to eat anything at the kiddush, let's say at a shul kiddush, not having any das to eat anything at the kiddush, and he doesn't eat anything for a while, and then he comes back lachar zman as the kiddush is winding down, and he says, oh, okay, now I'll have some, now that the crowd's not here anymore, and I don't have to schmooze anymore, so I'll grab some food at this point. No, then he's not yotze, because at the time that he said the kiddush, he didn't have das to eat there, and right away, and he didn't eat it right away. But if his das was not to eat it right away, but then he did eat it right away, he's yotze. That is good enough for kiddush makom suda. You only need one or the other, either that you actually ate there right away, or that you had das to eat there right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yer Aleph. So we had said that if a person says kiddush without eating anything, he's not even yotze kiddush. So Sifkat in Yer Aleph, af yidei kiddush, kamash mon d'lo teima dafke. That you shouldn't think that it just means that the fact that you have to say kiddush somewhere else when you decide to eat is just to allow you to eat in that other place, so that you could fulfill kiddush makom suda. And you might have thought that if you're not going to eat at all that day for whatever reason, at least you were yotze kiddush. No, kamash malan, that you were not yotze kiddush. If you didn't have kiddush makom suda, then you didn't have kiddush. So if, let's say, you have a person who doesn't have what to eat, so the Chida writes in Birka Yosef that he's not chayv in kiddush because he can't do kiddush makom suda. If you can't do kiddush makom suda, you might as well not say kiddush because you're not going to be yotzei kiddush. So if a person, let's say, is unable to eat, the dirshu over here quotes Minchas Yitzchak in Chelechas Siman Lamed that he's not chayv in kiddush, and he quotes the same from Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul that a person is not able to eat a kazayis or he's not able to drink a revias, so he should just be somich on the kiddush he says in Tefillah, because he cannot be yotze kiddush. Or if a person is has a feeding tube or something like that, or he has a very strict dietary restrictions where he's only able to eat vegetables, things that you can't be yotze kiddush makom suda with. So then he's not yotze kiddush. He's not able to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. What about the kiddush d'oraisa? Well, that you yotze in tefillah. The whole idea of kiddush al hakos is only if it's also going to be b'makom suuda. Sivkat in your beis li alter. So we said he has to eat right away, or at least have in mind to eat right away. V'lo yafsik afilu zman katzar. He shouldn't be mafsik even for a short amount of time. Now he doesn't again define exactly what a short amount of time is, but some small amount of time. In Dirshu, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that is the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 amos. Others say a little bit longer, but whatever the amount of time is. The big question is, what about Leila Seder? Right, Leila Seder, you say Kiddush, and then you go and you talk and you say Divrei Torah and Gematrias, and the kids cry and they laugh and everyone sings and whatever, and it goes for hours and hours and hours until you actually get to Makom Sudas or Shlomo Zalman and Shuvas Minchas Shlomo Chelik Alav Simin Yurches Oz Gimel, is according to the Dirshu that since that's the Takanas Chachamim, it's not considered Hafsik, it's all considered part of the Suda, and therefore it's considered Tzarchei Suda, and it's not going to be a Hafsik, and it is considered right away. It's right away for the night of the Seder, but normally it's got to be right away Zman Katzar. Kasa b'Shir Knes HaGdol, Shir Knes HaGdol writes, D'me eiza siba kami duchtei v'yotzel l'chutz v'achar kachazel mekomo. If for whatever reason a guy got up and he left, he went out, and then he came back to the place, in Tzarch l'achzol kachzol machmash yotzel l'chutz, he doesn't need to say a new Kiddush just because he went out. Given Shul B'Sofai says the Suda Makom HaKiddush, because in the end of the day, the Suda is Makom HaKiddush. So a guy is a Hatzalah guy. So he says Kiddush, and he plans on eating right away, and he gets Hatzalah call. So he has to go out, and he didn't eat anything yet. When he comes back, he does not need a new Kiddush. V'yesh Cholkin B'Zeh, but others disagree. V'alkein L'Charchili Yizor B'Zeh Ma'od. And therefore, L'Charchili should be very careful. Ach B'Dieved, O'Prat Shayitzar Chlasu Srachav, Nir V'Adai Tein Lach Mil Kaddushenis. But B'Dieved, if you already did it, you already went outside, anyway, you had to go lasso strachov, so you're not going to say a second kiddush. There is a gedvarm shem tzarchei suuda, because it's all considered to be tzarchei suuda. Sivkat nid gimel o sheyehei. We said or you had das to eat right away. Milashon o mevohar. From the fact that it says or, it seems clear to me. Karo lo ma'irik shay bedaito beferish pshas kiddush lechol yalter ela bestama. That previously we were talking about a case where the guy did not have clear das to eat right away. He didn't have any das. He was just saying kiddush. But if he actually ate lialter, it doesn't matter that he didn't have das to eat lialter. If he said kiddush, then he actually ate right away, that's good enough. V'hadrash minan, then the next line of Shulchan Aruch teaches us, if he had in mind to eat lialter, even though it didn't happen because some onus came up and he couldn't eat right away, Gam ken yotze, he's still yotze. Vim yotze gam imkomo b'netayim das kamachrom shesarach lachzul kaddish. Unless he didn't eat right away and he left. He left in between. V'hu adin k'shaya traklin gadol v'holch mipinu l'pinu l'echol sham o k'sha kiddish b'cheder zo al menas l'echol miyad b'cheder acher shutachas gag echad o me'ar l'igra v'al yedei alicho guf v'neshtai is a zman gam ken in sarach lachzul kaddish. If a person is in a large banquet hall where it's all considered one makom as far as kiddish Makom Suda, and he says Kiddush at one end of the room, and it takes him a while to work his way across to the other end of the room, or he's in two Chadarim in the same house where he has Das to go from one to the other, where we said that counts as Kiddush Makom Suda, but it takes him a while to get from one room to the other room. Maybe he's an older person and he has a walker, and it's difficult for him to, it takes a long time to get from point A to point B. That's fine. He doesn't have to say Kiddush again, even though he waited, because his plan was to say to eat as soon as he can. But if he did not have intention to eat right away, he intended to do other things, and he was mafsik, even if the hefsik happened because of an ones, even though you ate in the same place as the kiddush, lo yatza, because he didn't have das to eat right away, and he didn't eat right away. But if the hefsik was things that are su'uda related, then it's not considered a hefsik. So the big chiddush of this sif is that kiddush makom su'uda is not only about makom, but there also there's time constraints also. You can't have a hefsik of zman either between the kiddush and the su'uda. Sham miyad pirush mitchilik shkiddush hayi bedaitu shalol lechol klal ad achar zman v'gam zeh hayi bedaitu gam kin shalol yochol bebayi zeh el bebayi sacher mikal makom kivin shachar kach nimlach v'achol miyad b'mekom ha'kiddush ein tzarach lachzor l'kaddish. That if a person's intention when they said kiddush was not to eat b'makom of the kiddush, nor to eat bizman of the kiddush, But then he does. He eats b'makom ha'bizman. He eats right away. So then he doesn't have to say another kiddush. So to summarize what we learned today, we said that if you said kiddush and then you change locations before eating kazayis, you're going to need to say kiddush again if you move locations. Second, we said if you didn't eat, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush at all. So for whatever reason you cannot eat, there's no point in doing kiddush al kos because you're not going to be yotzei anyway. And then we said that you have to either have in mind to eat soon after the Kiddush or to actually eat soon after the Kiddush in order to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda. So it would turn out that if you have a lot of company over and you say Kiddush and then you just sit around the table schmoozing, and that was your plan the whole time, to sit around the table schmoozing before you go and you wash, that could be a problem, right? It's even if you're in the same location, it's supposed to be the altar, it's supposed to be miyad, or at least the plan should be that it should be miyad. So, I often find myself washing first and then waiting a while till everyone gets the hint. People like to keep me quiet, so it takes a long time. If you have a hefsek of items that are tzar chisuda, that doesn't pose a problem at all. Okay, so that's from tomorrow. We will pick up with Sif Dalet, same time, same place.